Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this third Sunday of Advent comes from our epistle lesson for this morning of Philippians chapter 4. We hear again verse 4. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." This is our text. Well, this morning brings us to the third Sunday of the Advent season. It's only four Sundays long. I was wondering this week, what in the world happened to Advent? It just seemed to zip right by this year. So here we are in this third Sunday. And this Sunday marks a new theme, a new spirit, a different spirit to the first two Sundays of this season. The candle that we were to light on our Advent wreath this morning at our start of worship was the one that was different from the other three. The two previous Sundays were blue or purple candles, and they represented more of hope or anticipation. But today the theme is entirely different. Today we want to celebrate. Today we want to rejoice. And that's the spirit that Paul captures in our text for this morning, where he encourages us to rejoice in the Lord. And he says, I'm going to say it again, rejoice. And indeed, as the children of God, we have a lot to rejoice about. We are fast approaching that day of good tidings and great joy, which shall be for all people. The announcement that Christ, the Savior, is born. God has come to his people to visit and to redeem them. And it seems like everyone is caught up in the joy of this season. Everyone is searching for those things that they think will bring them that Christmas joy. Something that will enliven their hope. Something that will bring peace on earth. Goodwill among all people. A spirit of love and care and concern about one another. And as Paul said, that time of rejoicing. But how many people actually find the things they are looking for from this season? Doesn't it seem like there are fewer and fewer people who are really satisfied on Christmas morning? You ever wonder why so few people find the things that they're searching for? They get to Christmas morning and the presents are open and everybody's done with that part of the celebration, and then they sit there and they wonder, life isn't any different than it was before. Where's the love? Where's the hope? Where's the joy? Where's the peace that I was looking for? When you think about it, everything they were looking for is right there in front of their faces. It was also obvious. And it seemed like, if you were honest, you just couldn't miss what this season was really all about. You hear about it. You see it. You wish it to others. You sing about it. But for so many, when Christmas dawns, the hope disappears. Almost as fast as the presents get unwrapped. You have to wonder, why does that happen? Simply put, I think it can all be summed up in the way that we so often greet one another during these days. Now the accepted phrase is, Happy Holiday. Happy Holiday. That may be the politically correct thing to say, but it's spiritually empty. Christmas is at its heart a spiritual day. Happy holiday. Did you ever pause to take a look at life during these happy holiday days? Life is busy, hectic, fast-paced, frantic. People running around, running everywhere, searching for bargains, worrying and fussing about things. They run themselves ragged during this month. They spend themselves broke. And the reason for that is because they're trying to put the happy into happy holiday. They think, if I could just buy the perfect gift for everyone on my list, and if I could find just the best bargain searching for all those gifts. The family was coming to our house for Christmas dinner. If I could just cook the perfect dinner and not end up burning the rolls. If I could just bake all the right cookies that everyone enjoys. If I could just get all the cards addressed and mailed on time. If I could just put up all the perfect decorations inside the house and outside. If I could just get all the presents wrapped. And if I could not forget this year to buy the batteries. Then maybe, this year will turn out to be a happy holiday. Every Christmas during this month, I think of this story. I probably told it to you before, but I always tell it somewhere during the Christmas season, and I'm going to do it again this morning because it's an important story and I think it bears repeating. It was a few days before Christmas. And at the time, I was living in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. It was my first Christmas as a pastor. I was at a local store, just browsing the Christmas decorations. And all of a sudden, there was this lady standing beside me. As I glanced over, you could tell, at one look, she was exhausted. And she turned to me and she said, do you know where, she held up a light bulb. She said, do you know where I could find this light bulb? She said, without this light bulb, all the decorations on our house will not work. She said, I've been everywhere searching and I can't find it anywhere. No bulb, no decorations, and Christmas is a disaster. She looked at me and she said, all this trouble for one day. And then she turned and walked away, frustrated, defeated, worn out. Those words have echoed in my mind since that day. Christmas. All this trouble for just one day. How many people feel that way about December 25th? Happy holiday? All this trouble? All the expenses? All this running around? Just for one day? Listen again to what St. Paul tells us this morning. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. The key word in Paul's sentence there is not really rejoice. The key phrase Paul wants us to grab a hold of is that we are to rejoice in the Lord. He wants us to realize that He is the heart and the center and the reason for all of our rejoicing. And He is the heart and center of what Christmas is really all about. And if He is missing, if all you have is a happy holiday, then there will be no rejoicing. Happy holiday. What's missing? If all you have is a hope for a happy holiday, then you don't have Jesus. And if you don't have Jesus in your Christmas, then there is no happiness. And there is no peace. And there is no joy. And there is no hope. And there is no life. Jesus is the Mary in Merry Christmas. Christmas is good tidings. That's a gospel word. It means gospel. It means good news. Christmas is nothing but pure gospel. Christmas is God so loving the world, even when we weren't lovable. Christmas is great joy. And that joy is found in the announcement that Christ, the Savior, is born. Because in that Savior, God is coming to save His people from their sins. In that child of Bethlehem, light is shining in the darkness. In that child of Bethlehem, there is life for those who are living in the shadow of death. Christmas peace is knowing that sin is forgiven. Christmas is, the hope of Christmas is knowing for sure and for certain that heaven is our eternal home and that there is nothing that can prevent us from inheriting that blessing. Christmas is God's gift of love and grace and peace and hope to all people. All that is ours in the babe of Bethlehem. In Him is the joy of Christmas. In Him is the happiness of the season. He is the reason why we rejoice at Christmas, and not just during the Christmas season, but always. So what can you say in response to someone who says to you, "Happy holidays"? How about responding by saying, "Yes, it is a happy holiday, because Christ the Savior was born. So Merry Christmas." Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We join in confessing our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed printed in your bulletin.